BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
I'm Andy Oliver and this is One Dish, the BBC Radio 4 series about what makes our favourite foods so special. Every episode, I'll be joined by a delightful guest who's bringing a dish that means a lot to them, literally, to the table and explaining to me and, of course, to you why they love it so much. Is it nostalgia that makes it taste so good, or is there magic in the chemistry of how we blend the ingredients? In this show, we'll unpack the history behind some of the foods that we love the most. And food psychologist Kimberly Wilson will give us the lowdown on what's going on at a molecular level in the dish as well. Today, I'm joined by drag queen and star of RuPaul's Drag Race UK, Cheryl Hole. Cheryl, welcome to One Dish. How are you doing?
I am fabulous, my darling. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. You've been being hauled around the country on trains, though. Absolutely exhausting.
Up, down, round, around. But you know what? I am blessed and delighted to be here with you talking about my favourite topic, food.
We've got something in the room with us that I adore. It smells delicious. And I think it's one of those things that you kind of come back to again and again. It's like kind of going home for a lot of people, this dish. Cheryl, tell us exactly what you've chosen.
Now, I have chosen the staple, the classic, the quintessential, the lasagna, because do you know what? It is one of those dishes that I will literally see on a menu in a restaurant and go, I need to have it. I've got to have it. And it's got so many amazing memories for me.
Obviously, it's an Italian dish in its origin. Mm-hmm. There are 8 million derived versions of lasagna. Tell me about the quintessential version for you. What is a perfect lasagna in the world of Cheryl?
So for me, it's all about that rich bolognese. It's the creamy bechamel sauce in between those gorgeous pieces of pasta and then the most generous helping of cheese in amongst it on every layer,
on
the top.
I would hope so. Is this the one that you cook we're discussing?
Right. Okay. I'm going to be completely transparent here.
All right.
I am a true diva through and through. I can only cook a handful of dishes, and this is my staple, and I've got to thank my mum for it, because it's the one thing that I actually paid attention, watched and learned. And my first year of university, all my housemates were laughing at me because I'd be like burning stuff in the oven and then they were like, right, one Sunday you've got to make us all a dinner. And I blew their minds when I
made them lasagna.
I pulled out the dish, I drained off the mince, and they were like, what, how do you know how to do that?
Wait, drained off the mince, what does that mean?
So you know when you're cooking your minced beef,
yeah,
and you drain off the fat and the juices?
Oh, is it if it's got quite high water content?
Yeah.
And stuff? Right. So
yeah.
you cook it down.
I was a student at the time.
Yeah. No, I just need to be very specific. I need to know exactly what I'm dealing with here, Cheryl. Exactly what level of lasagna we're talking about.
Basic Essex 101.
Basic Essex 101. I mean, I would like to go back briefly and say some divas can cook lots of things.
Oh,
I just want to be clear about
that. Queen Andy sitting before me.
I just want to be clear about that.
Okay, different, you are the Queen shapes. Diva. I am the Diva Lena.
The Diva Lena, little nice baby diva.
Yeah,
bless you. I love it. So beef mince, garlic, onions, tomatoes, passata.
Oh, the lot. I love fresh tomatoes in a sauce. And I know that's probably a cardinal sin for some people, but I just love different textures and elements to dishes.
Now, when did you first try lasagna?
I honestly think the first time I tried lasagna was as a child and my mum making it as a dish in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I was always a fan of like bolognese and pastry dishes.
So it all came together in one place.
Truly.
Like
truly.
A magical Cheryl moment.
Yeah.
Just for you.
I was blown away because it was just one of those dishes like I'm easily amused. So anything that's like a layer. And like,
I like layers though. What is that? I don't know why. There's something very pleasing about cutting through. Like even that, like frankly, quite ropey looking lasagna in front of us still looks quite nice because there's layers. There's something nice about the different textures and that you're going to, a little bit of resistance from the pasta, the soft richness of the bolognese, the silkiness of the bechamel, the gooey cheese on the top. I mean, that's a party, isn't it, really?
I mean, the best people have depth and layers to them. So that's why I resonate with the lasagna.
We're like walking lasagnas, both of us. I've been now obviously doing a little bit of lasagna research because I knew you were coming. We were going to be talking about this. It's thought that lasagna existed in Italy, as far as we can work out, for over 1,000 years.
Crikey. That's,
I know. I mean, I hadn't really thought about it going back as far as that. The earliest mention of it is in a book from around 1280 called Memoriali Bolognese, which sounds like a sort of bolognese. But in fact, in English, it means memorials from Bologna. So it's memory from Bologna.
Aww.
And it's actually in a poem about a greedy friar.
Me?
Who loves lasagna. And the line goes, I love this. I've never seen anyone stuffing himself with lasagna with cheese so pleasurably and as fully as him. Isn't that great? The first recipe for lasagna is in an early 14th century book of cooking. It mentioned sheets of fermented dough, cheese and spices. And then in the 1880s in Naples, mm-hmm. that's when tomatoes appear. So tomatoes in the original sort of manifestations, there were no tomatoes. In the 1880s in Napoli, I love Napoli, tomatoes appear. Apparently, and I'm not sure how I feel about these people, lasagna purists nowadays say there should be no garlic.
No. No.
No herbs.
Get that fire exit door.
And no spices. I don't really hold with that many rules with food anyway.
Yeah.
I think it's your dinner. I think you should have it exactly as you like it.
Exactly.
There may be a purist form of it.
It may be the purest form. Doesn't mean it's the right form.
It doesn't mean they're right just because they're pure.
Quite boring, frankly.
With all those layers, a good lasagna depends on many things. So here is Kimberly Wilson with the sciencey bit.
A good, authentic lasagna is a labour of love, with each of the three main components, the pasta, the ragu and the bechamel sauce, taking time, skill and effort. There's a science to making the perfect bechamel sauce, which should be smooth and not floury, and slightly thicker in consistency than double cream, depending on what you're using it for. The bechamel, which is a white sauce made from butter, flour and milk, relies on a process called starch gelatinization for its texture and consistency. To make a bechamel, you first combine flour and butter over a medium heat before slowly adding milk. Flour is rich in starch granules, microscopic particles full of starch, which itself is composed of long chains of glucose bonded together. When exposed to heat above 50 degrees centigrade and water, the granules begin to absorb the water and swell. What's happening here is that the hydrogen bonds between the starch molecules are breaking and being replaced with molecules of water. Stirring helps to keep the starch granules suspended in the liquid. Otherwise, they drop to the bottom of the pan and are liable to clump together and burn. Eventually, when they can no longer absorb any more water at around 80 to 85 degrees centigrade, the granules burst and starch molecules leach into the surrounding liquid. The long starch chains trap water, forming a gel that thickens the sauce. Retrogradation occurs when, during cooling, some of the starch molecules reform their original hydrogen bonds, displacing the water molecules. This is why sauces can separate as they cool. It's also why reheating can often soften slightly stale bread. The combination of rich ingredients, the meat, cheese and milk, the non-stop stirring of the bechamel and the long cooking time meant that originally lasagna was court cuisine, reserved for feast days, carnivals and festivals. Still today in Italy, it is a dish to be savoured and is prepared for special occasions such as birthdays, christenings or Sunday lunch.
Do you like the look of this one in front of us here?
Do you know what? I'm seeing the absolutely crystalled caramelised. That's the only way I could describe this cheese on top
of it. On the top.
It's like gorgeous and glossy and it's like really inviting me
in. So that's good.
But I will say I'm missing a bit of steam off it. You've got to have
a
piping
cold.
Hot.
It definitely looks cold.
To everybody listening, we're about
what?
To eat a cold lasagna.
I'm going to be... you called for transparency at the beginning of this. I will say I may or may not have enjoyed cold lasagna when, in a morning, after perhaps I've been out and was a little over-refreshed.
Are we being honest with each other
today? We are being
honest
with each other.
I love cold lasagna. I love it. But have you ever had it in between two pieces of cold garlic bread?
A cold lasagna garlic bread sandwich?
Yes.
Cheryl.
I'd be still my heart. What are you telling me about?
It is incredible.
Stop it. Oh my God, your face is actually lit up.
I know.
Shall we taste this offering?
Why not?
I'm going to get up and I'm going to serve you a little portion.
Oh, I feel so honoured. Mmm. I just got a big hit of bechamel.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's fabulous.
The tomatoes could be a bit richer, don't you think?
Yeah, I think this one is just missing a bit more love.
Mm-hmm.
You can always taste the love in a dish. So the company that we got this from, I'm going to be sending a complaint to HR. More love in your lasagna,
More
please.
Love in your lasagna. Is there like a best lasagna you've ever had? Would that still be your mum's?
Well, yeah, there's two. One, my mum's. She's known for it with everybody that's been fed by Geraldine. They know that she makes the good lasagna. But we went on a mini honeymoon to Jersey, and there is this really authentic Italian restaurant, and they have been there. The family moved from Italy to Jersey in the 50s, and the restaurant is still the exact same decor.
Oh,
wooden walls, carpets. The family, the dad and the owner of the restaurant still takes the orders, and he's in his 80s. I had the best lasagna. It was incredible. And the dish came out piping. I scalded my hand trying to move it towards
Perfect.
Me. But that's
bubbling.
A sign. Yes.
Bubbling cheese.
Honestly.
Gorgeous sauces.
It was so rich, so delicious. I had the best garlic bread with it. And that's what you want. You want a really saucy dish that you can dunk.
So you can dip the bread in. It needs to have enough moving there,
I was
right?
going to say, to dunk your stiff element of your dish into.
Oh,
but,
were you?
Yeah.
Because it's
that's
like,
not going to make the cut.
Is that time
it?
Already?
I mean, it's...
Half past euphemism o'clock already.
You've got a drag queen in the studio. What do you expect?
Darling,
I've done well till now.
The other thing I want to say before we go, actually, is do you think that we take lasagna a bit for granted? Do you think we should be uplifting our lasagnas and making them special again? You know, roiling them up, basically, making sure that sauce is great, getting the bechamel right, putting on the right cheese, bubbling it up, great big centrepiece. I feel a little bit, it's a little bit of an afterthought these days.
I think lasagna is that dish that, like you say, it's a staple, it's a pub classic that has got lost along the way.
Yeah.
And we need to get it back to its roots.
We need to bring it back. Bring it back to its original glory.
Yes. Whether it's how you make it or how the Italians make it, I think it needs to have that love and passion back into it.
Love and passion and tomatoes and garlic. And whatever
Lots
cheese
of garlic.
You like.
Yes.
Because it's your dinner.
Yes.
Cheryl, thank you so much for joining me. It's been absolutely lovely having you here.
It's been a pleasure.
And thank you for reminding me about how brilliant lasagna is. I'm literally going to make one when I go home.
Oh, please, send me lots of pickies.
Next time, I've got comedian Jessica Fostercue talking about schnitzel. I love a schnitzel. Listen to One Dish on BBC Sounds. One Dish was presented by me, Andy Oliver, and my guest today was Cheryl Hole. Our food scientist was Kimberly Wilson, and Neil Buttery researched the history of lasagna. The producer was Lucy Dearlove, and the assistant producer was Bucky Fadipe. It's a Storyglass production for BBC Radio 4.
What if I'm poisoning her? Microplastic particles in the placentas of unborn
there
babies.
There are insufficient funds in your account. You are a minus person.
I'm declining.
What if I'm stage 4 and I don't even know it?
They said it shouldn't hurt until it's too late.
You're healthy, Alfie.
What is your Lucis? Cleanse, tone, serum, moisturise.
If you don't do your rituals, they're all going to die.
How am I supposed to sleep well when that is definitely a
Sometimes wrinkle? I feel every fun thing in my life that I want more of becomes an obsession.
What if I die?
Hashtag FOMO. Hashtag I'm not doing enough. Hashtag not enough.
What is your Lucis? What is your Lucis?
Brought to you by BBC Radio 4. Subscribe to the Lucis podcast on BBC Sounds.